absolutely delighted to be joined by Letterkenny head coach Paul O'Kane. Paul, that was the proverbial game of two halves, and your side came out on the right side, 11-10. Your thoughts?
I don't think you can say anything more than how the game finished. To be able to stick into the game right to the last play of the game, to have the patience and the accuracy to be able to get over the line against all the odds, to be honest, today there, the boys just deserve all the credit, to be honest. They found the answers to every single problem that was thrown at them. Losing one of our captains, losing Daniel Faulkner, probably our most attacking threat. The guy stepped up. There were second rows on the wing at the end. There was props. It was just a fantastic team effort, and I can't speak highly of the guys enough. We've continually built things all year off, finding a way to win and finding solutions, and that's what they did today. I think it was a fantastic performance from Monaghan. Just a great game of rugby all round, and fair play to both sides for creating that atmosphere today. It was great to see.
It was a beautiful occasion with the Ulster venue, the weather, everything. And you started really brightly. The first 5-10 minutes, you were on the front foot. But then, was the wind a telling factor right there? But you were well on the back foot, and Monaghan turned the screw, put you under immense pressure, and within 10-0 at half time. What were you thinking at half time?
To be honest, I think it was a massive impact when we lost Daniel. Faulkner, the referee, put him off for a head injury assessment, said basically that he wasn't fit to continue. I think the boys were rattled. I don't think we were too enamoured with the decision. But we accepted it. It just took us a while to get refocused. And as I said to the boys at half time, it was more than, in my eyes, a 10.1. And the heart and fight and determination that they showed whenever we were still trying to find our way around getting combinations settled, in particular in our back line, it took us two half time to just refocus. And then we knew we had a job in hand that was going to be territorial based, playing the right kicking game at the right times, and just building pressure and taking those chances when they came. And to be fair to our boys, I thought the last 20-25 minutes, it was all Letterkenny, maybe even more than that, and they deserve all the credit for it.
Well, in fairness, your kicking game, you had a lot of trust in it, because when you were winning those penalties with the pressure you were putting under the Monaghan defence, you were finding touch, and you trusted your line out, you trusted your kickers, and eventually the try did come from that line out and that concerted pressure.
I think there's huge credit to guys like Tony McBride. Had an injury about 3-4 weeks ago down in Virginia in the semi-final. He was given absolutely no hope. So for Tony to come on today, play a full 80 minutes, to be able to contribute with the penalty and a very close conversion, for Peter Scott, who hasn't played a game of rugby in 5 months since we played Monaghan down there, for the guy to come off an 80 minute game, to be tactically excellent and to be able to pull out that drop goal at the end, those are the days that you dream about as a youngster. And like, the guys have had so many hard luck stories over the years. They brought that with them today, and every guy that was in girl was in the crowd. They took everyone. As we talked about all week, it wasn't just about the 20 men that had made the squad on Saturday. It was the whole club coming with us, and that's the way it felt at the end there. It was just a sense of enormous relief and just a job well done. It's 10 months in the making. We started back in June, and these are our targets. We're not completely finished yet. We really want to finish off the league positively, and we just want to continue an upward curve that the whole club is on. Our development team won in the league last week. Our first team won in the cup for the first time. It's just a massive occasion, and rugby's alive and well in Letterkenny.
Absolutely. Well, you know, your thoughts, I mean, when you saw that conversion, you were well into the close to the end of the match at that. When that conversion hit the upright, it was 10-8. You lost it and then you won it. Did you think it was gone at that stage, or did you think there was still enough time?
Maybe it's just my thought process, but to be honest, it didn't actually change anything for me. To me, we still had to go and score a penalty, a drop goal, or score again to win the game. So it didn't really change anything for me. You thought, even off the back of a poor restart collection, we were able to build phases, build pressure, and as I say, those are genuinely the stuff of dreams. To be able to step up as an out half, last kick of the game, to take your club to their first ever cup final one, I don't think it gets any better. And as I said to the boys in there, they'll take today and the memories they've made to the grave with them.